Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, I'm going to play an interview for you from a telesummit that I was recently on with Shannon Tran. Her telesummit was Unleash Your Inner Entrepreneur, and we talked about clarity and how important that is, and I'm going to get to a little bit more of that in just a moment, but before I go any further, I always want to take time out to acknowledge all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend it here with us on the show. I truly do value that and appreciate you for that. So I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, to me, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. And I know I say that all the time. But, you know, I think those of us who are holistic entrepreneurs come from that heart-centered place. We want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this show is going to be very valuable for you as well. Now, remember, you can find all the links to all of the other internet radio directories and stations that carry the show on my website at bonniegressel.com. And so you can always go there, listen to the show, and find out, you know, listen on your favorite network if you want to. And always, I always want to extend an invitation to reach out to me with any questions, anything that you want to chat about. You can do that on the website as well. You can set up a free chat, just sort of a discovery session type of thing, or you can send me an email if you want. So I want to talk a little bit more about this telesummit that I was on with Shannon Tran. You know, there are some people who want to be entrepreneurs, but they're not really ready to leave their job yet. You know, their job, the security, right, of that every 2-week paycheck or whatever. And so I think that was a lot of her audience for the summit. But you know what? The more people I have talked to lately, oh my goodness, it's like this thing keeps coming up. It's the clarity piece that so many people miss, and that's why they're struggling with it, with starting any new thing, actually, not just even your business. But you need to be clear about who you are and what you want and who you serve and all those things. So I wanted to play this interview for you today because I think as we look back at 2016 and see the things that have gone well and things that might not have gone well, and we set our sights for the future for 2017 to have the best year yet, I thought that this piece on clarity would be helpful for you. So without further ado, I'm going to get into the interview that I had with Shannon Tran. Thank you so much for being here today.
Welcome to Unleash Your Inner Entrepreneur, how to make more money in your current job while mastering the skills to build your own successful freedom-based business. I'm your host, Dr. Shannon Tran, psychologist, life balancing coach, and co-creator of Employpreneur Club. I am so excited to welcome our guest today, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie is a holistic nurse practitioner, an entrepreneur success coach, and a best-selling author. Bonnie helps people create clarity and helps create a mindset for success so that entrepreneurs can make the money that they want. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Shannon. I'm excited to be here.
My pleasure. So I'm going to dive right in because you've accomplished so much already. I know from learning about you that you've been a successful nurse for a very long time, you've created this business, but that there was a turning point in your life about, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about that turning point and how it got you to where you are today?
Sure. Yes, I've had quite a journey, and I won't bore you with all the details, but I was a nurse practitioner at a large multi-specialty clinic for many years and then went into private practice. And did that for several years as well. But then in 2009, as you mentioned, I had another opportunity to transition and transform my life and do something different. I had kind of it was really a bad accident. I was had a serious TBI or a traumatic brain injury. I was in a coma for a while, had a lot of therapy, a lot of work to get back to who I am today, and I was so blessed to get my brain back. Oh my gosh. So I thought, okay, there must be something really important that I need to do. And I really didn't have my private practice. I mean, people didn't know if I was coming back. The physicians who referred to me didn't know. And so it really sort of minimized, and I had just very few patients. And so I decided to take my practice virtual. And have done a number of things since then, tons of learning and classes, and have learned a lot about the internet space. And actually, one of the things that I struggled with early on was something that we're going to talk about today, which is clarity. And the first niche that I worked on wasn't really the right one. And if you like, we can talk about that today.
Oh my gosh, I would love that, because, you know, just in the people who are beginning their entrepreneur business, that, you know, they hear that they need to have a niche, but they don't know what it is. And sometimes it's hard to get the clarity there or narrow it down. And so I love that you speak about this. So tell us a little bit about how you help people create that clarity in their niche, and just how you work with them. And is there a practice you go through with them?
There is. And, you know, one of my learnings early on was when I left my private practice, I did what I knew how to do, you know, take care of patients and people who suffered with migraine headaches. Well, it turned out that they loved my stuff, but it wasn't a profitable niche. Their money was going elsewhere. It was going to doctor's visits, emergency department visits, medications, those kinds of things. So what I got to after that was I slowed down, and I took a breath, and I went inside, because we all have the answers. We really do. We just, you know, don't take time to listen. So an exercise, I walk clients through an exercise now that really helps them to get clear on that. It's called the miracle question. Now, there are lots of definitions to the miracle question, but this is sort of my take on it. I walk people through a guided meditation, and I ask them to, you know, I get them in a relaxed state, first of all, and then I ask them to imagine when they go to bed tonight, unbeknownst to them, while they're sleeping, something happens. A miracle occurs. And when they wake up tomorrow morning, life is different. It's the way they want it to be. Their miracle life. So then I ask them to imagine what they're doing, you know, who else is there, what do they spend their time doing that day, most importantly, how do they feel being there at that miracle life. Now, I have a much longer guided meditation, which I'll offer to your listeners as a gift, as a free gift, because I find what's really interesting in doing this exercise with people is that sometimes they're like, oh yeah, I knew that's really what I wanted. And then sometimes they go in a totally different direction when they really get into that inner space, that place where they can get the answers, where they can connect on that soul level with themselves. They find that, I guess I really didn't want to do what I thought I wanted to do, because this is what really feeds my soul. But maybe, you know, they heard from other people that they should do this, or everybody's doing this particular thing, and so they thought, that's what they should do. Well, I always say that people should on themselves too much sometimes. And so it's getting into that inner space and really asking that inner wisdom that we all have, all of us, what is it that I'm here for? You know, some people say if you follow your passion and do what you love, you'll never work another day in your life. That's kind of a saying out there. And that's true. But what you love to do and your passion may not exactly be the same thing as your soul purpose. And this is what this type of exercise helps people to get there. Now, our purpose and our, you know, goals certainly change as we go through our life. We live a dynamic process throughout our life cycle. It doesn't always stay the same. So it's okay if you change gears or whatever. But having that clarity, especially in the beginning when someone's starting out as an entrepreneur, saves you so much time and so much energy and money, you know, in learning all these things because you're going in all these different directions. So I find that clarity is like the place to start. It's so foundational. That's where I start with anyone that I work with.
And that sounds so powerful. And with the meditation you kind of described to us, and I know that was a brief example, do you find that people need to maybe do that a couple of times? Just because maybe they do have a lot of shoulds and there's layers that they need to, you know, get through before they really gain that clarity?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Shannon. It depends because I do it myself every few months or a couple times a year because I think it's good to do it periodically. But if the person can really get into that inner space, especially if they've done, you know, meditation or you know, type of hypnosis or imagery before, it's maybe a little bit easier for them to get into that inner space. So if they can really get down there, you know, and when I do this as a guided meditation, as in all of the audios I do, I take about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes to get them to that space. But if they can really get there, usually they'll get the answers that first time. Sometimes they might need to repeat it. But in terms of doing it again, you know, I think it's good to do every so often, because life does change, and we change with it.
Mm-hmm. And you said something that I think that is really critical, that actually is a little different than what I've heard before. So I love that you make this different. You said that, you know, that when you were first starting out, you realized that, that maybe there's a difference between having passion about something. But then as an entrepreneur, you also have to ask, is it profitable? Because what I've often heard is, well, if you're passionate about it, you'll automatically make money. And I'm wondering, based on what you said, perhaps that's not the case, that both of those things need to be addressed. One is your passion, but also is it something that, you know, especially if you're in it to have a business, is it something that's profitable? Can you say more about that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, that's... You have to, I think, yes, you do have to have both because you have to be able to, you know, first of all, your ideal client, you know, identify who that is and what their pain is. Because to me, everything is pain. If you're not happy, you're in pain. If you have physical or emotional pain, if you're not the weight you want to be, you're not in the relationship you want to be, that's all pain. So find out what the pain point is and then how can you serve that. But in the case of the niche that I first focused on, I'd been working with migraine patients for years. I'm a migraine sufferer myself, and I developed a headache clinic at the big multi-specialty clinic I worked at, and people loved my stuff, and it's true, and I helped a lot of people, and I was passionate about it. But when I went out there and connected with people from all over the world, actually, when I first started this, they loved my free stuff, and they really wanted to invest, but they couldn't. Because some of them were on disability, some of them, you know, their money was going elsewhere. So it just wasn't a profitable niche. That was the one piece that I was missing. So what I did then is I took some more classes on how to really identify what your profitable niche is. And that's one of the things I work on with clients that I work on, you know, the entrepreneur journey with them today.
That is great because that is so critical. As you said, that will save you time and money because building a business does take money as an investment. So mm-hmm. It sounds like, you know, having that initial coaching and support to really help someone, avoid some of the typical pitfalls that come with, you know, building your entrepreneur muscles and mindset.
Oh, there's so much. There's so much when you first begin or when you're thinking about entrepreneurship, you know, when you're already in it on the journey, you're maybe even more overwhelmed because you're in a hurry to make some money. You know, when you have a day job, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Many people do that. They moonlight for a while and build up their sort of side business until they can make the transition. That's perfectly fine. Then it's not maybe as much of a race because you have some other income coming in.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I hear a lot from people where, and of course they're at different phases of their business, but I think for those where maybe they don't have that other income coming in, there's more pressure that mm-hmm. they have to deal with. And there is maybe a rush to kind of have the income coming in because maybe they have a family or some other, you know, it's, we all need some kind of living to live off of. And so that's
right.
a common problem that I, or a challenge that I see with people. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Bonnie, was, you know, this clarity piece that you talk about in helping people in their business and about people sometimes choosing goals based on what they should do. Do you find that with some of the people you coach or work with that, in fact, this is something that is a bigger issue for them, that maybe it's not only happening in their business, but it's also happening in other areas in your life? And if so, you know, what is there a technique that you use to address that so that people are really focused on what they want and not what they think they should want?
Right. You know, it's one of those things that it probably is in other areas of their life as well. I mean, there's the nice to's, the what we think are should do's. Sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. And then there's the have to's. You know, and clarity helps you to just spend your time wisely, whether it's business related or family related or health related or whatever. You know, it's so easy to become distracted. And the world is just crazy busy these days. And there's lots of people going, you know, squirrel, squirrel, you know, it's, you know, there's all these distractions. And the other thing I think that clarity offers someone is it helps them to get to the next steps, to get to the other things that they need to address in their mindset to become successful. But if you don't have the clarity, it's like it doesn't go anywhere after that. And the other thing that I really think is important for people to have is that self-love. Not, oh yeah, I love myself. No, it's the unconditional love. It's like you love yourself no matter what, not you love yourself when you're having a good hair day. You love yourself when I make the money. You love yourself when you get the next client. You love yourself right now. And if that core is there, then I think it's easier to get to all the other pieces. So it's that clarity and self-love, to me, kind of go together, because I think you have to be clear about yourself, too. You know, you have to be clear on who you are, your authentic self. People know, people can tell when you're not being you. And some people oftentimes are not being them. And not that they mean to, it's just that they think that they should be a certain way. And your clients, your potential, you know, people who would pay you to help them with something can tell when you're not real.
Yeah, that is, you're bringing up such an excellent point, because sometimes, you know, before our business can grow, we really have some inner work to do. And some personal, some personal leadership to do, you know. So even being able to stand for what we believe in, and being able to kind of have an opinion that maybe other people don't agree with, and being okay with that, and not getting bogged down by, you know, negative comparisons or that whole perfectionism trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of that is. In reality, I think a lot of that is driven by fear. You know, I always call it the many faces of fear, because it can show up in all different kinds of ways. And if we're not really loving ourselves just the way we are, and we don't have clarity, fear becomes a bigger issue, I think. That's where the whole perfectionism and procrastination comes in. The fear of failure, but also the fear of success, the fear of the unknown, the fear of change. I mean, there's all kinds of fears. And change is hard for people, but, you know, sometimes we become comfortable in our uncomfortableness. I know so many people, and maybe you do too, Shannon, that are in a job of some type, and they really don't like it. Either they don't like the work itself or their coworkers or their boss or whatever, but they're not happy. But yet they're comfortable, so they don't make a change because fear of the unknown.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and some people call that the golden handcuff, right? So I've heard that lot, you know, and where people, maybe they're making a great income, and so it's really hard for them to let go of that security. And so it builds up a lot of, you know, negative feelings inside of them, because they're like you described, they're doing things that they don't really want to be doing. And that's never fun, to feel forced into doing something you don't want to do. So the other aspect that you really help people with in your coaching is making a shift in their mindset so they have more of a success mindset. Do you find that there's a common theme to some of the people that you work with in terms of the mind shift that they need to make in order to become a successful entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great question, Shannon. You know, I think the number one thing that I find in the clients that I work with and the people I talk to, actually, and again, this goes back to that self-love piece, is people don't, they have a hard time stepping into their power, to being big. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be big like a bull in a china shop big, but just to be you and be out there, to believe that you can do anything. You know, I always tell people, you know, we're all worthy, we're all unique, and there's no one in the whole world that does what you do in the way you do it, except you. That makes you special. That makes you an expert. And people are so afraid to claim that. That's the biggest thing that I find and one of the shifts that I help people with, because it's tough for people.
And, you know, what have you found? What is it that they're afraid of? Is there like a limiting belief that you find that comes up over and over again when it comes to that particular issue?
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't mean to sound stereotypical, but I think perhaps women might even deal with this a little bit more than men, or at least they're more verbal about it, and men might deal with it as well. They just don't talk about it as much. But I think the limiting belief is that has to go back, that goes back to the whole unworthiness thing, that mm-hmm. imposter syndrome, the who am I? You know, it's I'm just little me. You know, they're just afraid to step into that power. And maybe it's something, as many of our limiting beliefs, you know, during childhood, something they heard from a parent or a teacher or someone of authority. And those limiting beliefs stay with us forever, unless we deal with them. And so that's one of the things that I work on with clients as well, because limiting beliefs are everywhere. And so we have to clear some of those away, or at least keep them under control. And again, because life is a dynamic process, people think, okay, if I get rid of this limiting belief, I'm good. I'm good for the rest of my life. And that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes we have to go back because things trigger it, you know, trigger old beliefs. And so I think the biggest limiting belief has to do around that worthiness piece, am I good enough piece, which kind of is related to that self-love piece.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I have heard quite a lot of people struggle with that. Piece about, you know, am I good enough? And then feeling like they have to prove themselves to be good enough. But then for some
right.
people, if they don't know what enough is, they just keep, you know, you just keep running because no one tells you when to stop.
Right. Or it's like, what will someone say? Or what will, you know, what will the situation, you know, be? Or what will they think of me? And you know what? If you love yourself unconditionally, if you love yourself enough, none of that stuff matters. Nothing. Because I always tell people, you know, in the end, and I don't know what, it depends on their, you know, spiritual beliefs, but I use God in a generic term here. In the end, in your last moments, it's just you and God. That's it. Nobody else is there. So you really need to be true to you.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it reminds me of what's coming up when you say that. It even reminds me of my own kids and how this morning, because they're going back to school today, and I have twins that are 9, and I looked at their outfit and I'm thinking, it doesn't even match. And I thought, do I say something? Like, it doesn't, nothing matches. I mean, I wish I could take a picture. And so I just asked them, because I thought, God, what's my responsibility as a parent? Don't I want them to look nice? And, you know, they have these shorts and the socks are pulled all the way up to their knees and the shirt. I mean, the pink, the one is like, I mean, it was so unmismatched, but they seemed happy. And I looked at them and said, oh, do you guys have pictures? Because I thought I'd maybe be kind of casual and indirect at first. No, we don't got pictures. I said, okay, so how are you feeling about your outfit for the first day of school? Oh, I feel great. So I just thought,
yeah.
Okay, well then, Shannon, you know, let it be. They're happy with it.
That's
not
right.
What I would wear, but, you know, they're owning it. And it's that, I think that's such an important message to have, because I could see how easily it would be for me to want them to change and to be a certain way. And sometimes we have to just learn this acceptance piece, both with ourselves and then with other people, to really have that successful mindset.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, there are such gifts that we have when we're little kids. Now, your kids are 9, your twins are 9, but especially when we're little, you know, we lose that. You know, life gets in the way. We hear all these things and limiting beliefs develop, and we get kind of imprisoned in that. We don't have the freedom like we did when we were kids, and I miss that.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of people do because they. When I hear what people often ask, like, "Oh, I want the great business for the personal freedom." You know, the feeling is often mm-hmm. the freedom and the relief that they're looking for. And so it's so interesting that you say that because that's what I hear a lot is people want the freedom to do what they want when they want. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's like me, you know, being young again, you know, except this time the universe is taking care of you instead of your parents.
Right. And freedom is a feeling, not a thing. In fact, money is a feeling. You know, being wealthy or being abundant is a feeling, not a thing. And so
that
it's taking people back
point.
To that feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they haven't had it before in their life, helping them create that, right? That's part of the mindset.
Exactly.
Helping mm-hmm. them tap and into that abundance.
Right. And, you know, using imagery is an awesome tool for that because you can imagine anything is possible in your imagination. You can make up whatever you want.
Yes. And how, you know, and actually using it with a purpose, right? So imagining yourself mm-hmm. in a positive experience. So I'm so glad that you said that because that's the creative piece of taking some time and using that that active memory to engage in what we really want to be experiencing. And I know when I've worked with people, part of retraining them was getting their mind off what they don't want, which is their fear, and really focused on what they do want to create. So they're more deliberate
right.
creating in their life.
Right. Oh, I have an awesome exercise. If we have time, could I share it quickly?
Oh, I would love to hear it. Yes.
Awesome. This is something I do every day. I've done every day, actually, since the accident in 2009. Well, when I got my brain back enough to do it, actually. But I journal, like many people do. But how I journal is a little bit different. I take my little book and my purple pen. I always have a special purple pen. And I write down today's date. But then I put my life out 6 months or a year or 5 years. And I write about that day as though I'm already there and how awesome it feels and how grateful I am that I have all those things that I wanted. And I only write one page, one side of one page for a reason. It's a small book that I use. And so by the end, you know, I'm going up the sides of the page and all that. And I'm so excited. I can hardly read my writing by the end of the page. But the reason I only do one page is so that I'm excited for it to be continued the next day. And so I've been doing this every day. I've been doing this every day for, well, since 2009. And, you know, I look back because I have a box of journals in the basement. I look back at some of the old ones, and I wrote things like, I was so excited to have so many people at my book signing and smiles in their faces and them telling me how much my book is helping them. I had no clue I was going to write a book when I wrote that in my journal. But yet it happened. And
oh
I can give you
gosh.
Lots of examples of that. But it's a powerful exercise to do. And if I don't do it, like if I forget or something, like it doesn't happen very often, but if I did and I go to bed that night and I think, oh, I didn't journal today, I get up and do it because I am so determined that I really want to do it every day. I think I've maybe missed 3 times in the last 7-8 years.
Wow, that is a great idea. I'm going to implement it. I love that. That is such a wonderful suggestion. So just so I can repeat it again for the listeners, so you basically just get like a nice little journal for yourself, and it sounds like you like to use a special pen, and you kind
yep.
of think like either 6 months out or a year out and what you would actually be doing. So you're acting as if it's kind of happening now, and you're writing
right.
a page down.
Right, and how I feel, and I always have a ton of thank yous and exclamation points, and because I'm so grateful that I'm already there, even though in physical reality I'm not there yet, but in that, you know, I mean, we know time is linear, but really time isn't linear, so really I am there at some point, and that really helps to bring those things to you. That's, you know, it's partly law of attraction stuff, and it's the feeling that's so important. That's why affirmations work when you, you know, employ the feelings with them as opposed to just words. So it's that feeling. And I love doing it. I look forward to it every day.
Well, and I love it, like, because like you said, you're connecting to the feeling, and if you're doing that every mm-hmm. day, you're really kind of, that's really good self-care, right, is
yeah.
kind of connecting to your dreams and visions, even if they're not happening yet, but by you even being able to connect to that, you're actually creating it on some level, at least emotionally, so that is such a great suggestion. I love it. So I know we have just a few minutes, and I wanted to ask you one more thing and then definitely have you talk about your gift for our audience because it's so amazing. So, Bonnie, what do you think are the three most important traits for being a successful entrepreneur? What have you found to be most critical?
You know, oh boy, that's hard because there's so many, but I'll narrow it down to three. To me, it's one is, and we haven't talked about this yet, but you have to have a big enough why, a big enough reason that you're doing what you're doing. You know, you got to have that fire in your belly. It's maybe some family stuff, income, freedom, like you mentioned before, wanting to serve, whatever it is, that why, that reason that you're here, that you're doing what you're doing, spending all the time, energy, money, all of that, there has to be a big enough reason. So I think people need to have a big why. The next thing is to deal with that fear, because fear comes out in all those different ways. And, I mean, I know people that have been working on the same website for 3 years and still haven't launched it because of fear. I mean, it seems like it's perfectionism, and it is, but it's being driven by the fear. And then the whole limiting beliefs, you know, the worthiness, the you have to work hard to get ahead, all the things we learned at some level in our subconscious mind, everything is in there. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it in that subconscious mind. Your relationship to money, that's a huge one. Lots of limiting beliefs around that. So those, I think, would be the three big ones to me. Your why has to be big enough, because otherwise you just don't, you don't, you need that to have the motivation to keep you going when the going gets tough, because it will, you know, from time to time. To deal with those fear issues, because it comes in all different ways, and then to deal with those limiting beliefs.
You know, and I love what you shared about the big enough why, because when you said that, the light bulb that went on for me was, you know, that's important to have in every area of your life, right? Whether it be your relationship mm-hmm. or your business or your health or, you know, some of the other things that we talked about. I mean, even with parenting, right? There's sometimes I don't want to do certain things, you know, because I'm tired or whatever the reason may be. But when I connect with my why, that's usually what kind of helps you mm-hmm. get past, you know, the excuses or the fatigue or whatever it may be. And so I think that is such a good point to make about really connecting with your why and nurturing it and growing it so that it can be big enough for you to really continue to feel that fire in your belly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bonnie, thank you for sharing so much wisdom with us today. It has been so helpful, and I love what you're doing with people because I feel that clarity piece is so critical for entrepreneurs, you know, and I think that having that piece there will really, it's like the foundation that people need in order to create a successful business. And I think if they can get that early, it will really help them avoid some of the typical pitfalls that come up with entrepreneurship. So I know that you have a generous gift for our listeners today. Can you tell us a little bit about that and then how people can reach you if they'd like to connect with you more?
Absolutely. Oh, I'm excited to share. I put together a little package. It's my entrepreneur package, and it is three different things. And the first one we talked about earlier, and it's the long version of the guided meditation for the miracle question that really gets you to that relaxed place first, guides you through the whole miracle question exercise, and allows you to really get some momentum from that and some clarity from that. And then the second thing is a free report. It's 5 things you must know to attract your ideal clients, which includes the profitability piece, which I missed the first time. And then the third thing that I'm offering is a free 30-minute clarity session, which helps you tap into your intuition. We may do an angel reading with that and a strategy to reveal what your next steps are. And on this 30-minute call, there's no, you know, pitch or anything. There's no sales at all. It's just your time, 30 minutes for you. So that's my package that I've put together for your listeners because I think it's such a good place to start.
Oh, it's an amazing place to start. And, you know, one of the things I want to say is I had the privilege of doing an angel reading with you, and it was the first time I had done something like that. I loved it. I found it so valuable and so helpful. So that is really such a great offer. So thank you for your generosity, Bonnie.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you so much for joining us. And I also want to thank our listeners for joining us on Unleash Your Inner Entrepreneur, How to Make More Money in Your Current Job While Mastering the Skills to Build Your Own Successful Freedom-Based Business.